It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Great form by you hitting play on this podcast. Now, check out Same Racer, the brand new racing app for same race multi-tips. Same Racer. Download from the App Store and Google Play. Powered by Bluebet.
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
That time of the week again, we catch up with Joel and Fletch, our colleagues. How are you guys?
Going good, lads.
I was better before we played Ian Aaron.
I just flogged him again. Yeah. 3-0, I've got him.
Can you explain the game?
Yeah, rules are on the website. Go check out the website.
There's no rules. Just the first that says Chucky Heron.
It's a badge.
Is it a G up? I'm not.
No, it's a game it's a we game. Play. Our listeners know it.
No, they don't.
You don't listen quite often. That's why.
I've obviously been talking about it all afternoon.
Insomnia, that's why.
They're calling the Panthers unbeatable. What do you reckon?
Well, the market, our friends at Sportsbet, the market has, if you go behind the prices, 69% chance Penrith, 31% chance Parramatta. Do you feel like that's a bit more like it?
Yep.
Yep.
I think it is.
They're a chance, aren't they?
Mm. I think if Penrith, most of their players play 7.5 out of 10, 8 out of 10, I think they'll have too much.
Oh, Satch, you were in one of the great upsets.
People said it was an upset, but we were the minor premiers. It's not really an upset, is it?
Well, how come you were paying $3.50 or something?
$3.50 we were, yeah.
Yeah, you can't listen to the critics, boys, because I learned this a long time ago and reminded of this only 7 days ago. You cannot listen to the critics who want to write people off.
What would they know?
I'll tell you, I've got an A grade. Can I throw an A grade in?
Yeah. Yep.
And you guys, I won't be surprised if you don't say a word about this because you don't want to offend anyone, but the NRLW system that has a top four for six teams. So Parramatta had not won a game in their first four, hadn't won a game, and they're in the finals with a win over the Broncos. What is going on there?
But not only
haven't the NRL done it well, Brian. The two best teams are in the grand final.
Not only are they in the final, they're in the GF.
Yeah.
Roosters are filthy about that. They shouldn't have even been had to play.
They should have had
the weekend off.
You're right, Badgenator. Oh. You are right.
That is crazy, isn't it?
That was actually a really good game. They were outstanding, the Eels.
They won 13+.
I know.
You know what, boys? So a week out from the finals, they were 130-1 to win the comp.
Stop it.
And now they're $2.60. Crazy.
I wonder if anyone got on. Are we worried a little bit?
Grab stand.
I'm not. Well, I'm worried. I know that you were the underdogs, Sats in 03. But you certainly went on a plane going up to Townsville playing in 30-degree heat. I think that's a massive, massive issue for the Panthers.
Do you think they may have played their grand final last week or just the conditions?
I'm saying the conditions. Up in the back on the flight, I know it's only 4 hours or something, but Penrith just looked, as the game wore on.
Guys, can you remember back in the early 2000s when the Cowboys weren't travelling that well and the first thing you'd pack would be your dancing shoes before you... your playing boots, and go the mad cow after it. But it doesn't matter how good your team was going. You may win comfortably, but the last 10 or 15 minutes, you were just exhausted. You were so fatigued, weren't you? And the Cowboys may score a couple of consolation tries.
Didn't happen.
You never played them.
What? No, I'm just saying it didn't happen.
What?
The other night, the Eels.
What are you talking about?
How good? How good were the
Eels? Oh, yeah, I know. They came home strong.
They should have been the other way around.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, has Mitchell Moses ever in his life missed a better goal? If he kicks the penalty goal, it's 20-all, game on. He misses the penalty goal, and in the ensuing set, Parramatta take 6 points and a lead.
Oh, you think he did it on intentionally?
No, I don't think that at all. But I just think what a gift it ended up being for him.
Yeah. And you know what? The game, the way it played out, Sugar and Fletch and Brooksy and Gibbo, is that, and listeners, is... There was a lot of stop-start, wasn't there? Like the kick for goal, there was some injuries, there was referee having to talk to players. And because of the conditions, it allowed Parramatta just to recoil and get some air in their lungs.
They were gone. I mean, there was that forward pass try for Moses. But the other one, if Sean Lane throws that pass 100 times,
yep.
Maiko's catching it four times.
Yes.
Mm. Like, so there was a little bit of luck going on their way.
That's why Parramatta can win, because sometimes things go your way. Yeah, it almost kept going the way for South.
I can't see him winning.
If you're relying on a bit of luck to go your way, I don't know if you can.
No.
I've got to say, I think Parramatta are the one side that Penrith are always looking over their shoulder at, because they're unpredictable.
They've beaten them twice.
They don't like teams that are unpredictable.
Tell me this, boys. Where is there a weakness in the Panthers side? Don't have to do an individual. Just saying, I can't see it.
Mm. I will say this, boys, to be brutally honest, their defence is just world-class, but their attack's not where it needs to be. So you think about their tries. Appy snuck through, burrowed through, just got there. It wasn't an executed try. To'o against the run of play. And then Latrell Mitchell kept coming up in the goal line, and there were three grubber kicks behind the line. It wasn't the traditional out the back.
No, but you don't. In grand finals, that very rarely works.
Yeah.
Because everyone's up for it.
Sugar.
It's that play before when they went wide pass and they had Kickout flying in, and he did, like, they crossed him and he got a quick play of the ball. And then Appy ran from dummy.
You rattled the cage there, Sugar.
Oh. Sugar played fullback.
Fullback's up in the line. You rattled the cage here.
I don't mind him up in the line, but seriously, fair dinkum.
Can't get a marker.
Frustrating. They were picking it off, weren't they?
But your responsibility is to be the last line. So don't keep getting up in the line if you can't cover. I mean, we saw that it was Gutherson that let the Cowboys in for their first try. Got in the line, then he decided to cover as they threw it wide and it just left a big hole.
Badge, if you are up in the line, do you tell your winger to say, listen, do you have to explain that to him, saying, listen, I'm going up.
Make I reckon sure you do.
It's got to be a swinger.
Or someone. Even if the centre drops in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had a couple of centres who were swingers. They were good. They'd bring in behind and back out.
Albert Fullavoy.
Oh, please.
He was always showing his keys in, wasn't he?
You said that.
Oh, here we go. Yep.
Hey, boys. This came across my desk earlier in the week, which was yesterday. An OnlyFans model saved a man's life after noticing one very awkward detail during an X-rated chat. An OnlyFans model saved a client's life after pressuring him to go to the doctors for a checkup after she noticed one of his testicles become swollen.
Oh.
Bella Grace.
What?
Yep.
Why is she looking
Bella Grace from Chapel Hill, who previously worked in healthcare, had been seeing the man online regularly for 2 years.
Yeah.
She noticed that both testicles were a normal size when she first met him, but over the last 6 months, one had started to grow at an alarming rate.
Mm.
Quite observant.
Yeah. The Chapel Hill resident told the man to get it checked out immediately, but said it took 6 weeks to convince him to head to the doctors because he was embarrassed. OnlyFans star Brace has saved the man's life because of being a sicko. Mm. So this is great news for everyone. This is very, very good. So the man says, I can't thank Bell enough for encouraging me to make a doctor's appointment. I honestly didn't think anything was wrong, but he wished to remain anonymous. Probably a good idea.
Sorry, where did you say he was from?
Chapel Hill in Queensland.
So that appointment all up actually cost him about $4,000.
Yeah.
But it saved his life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Badge, next time you're on OnlyFans, give a bit of a shout out to the young lass for me. Will you?
Righto. I saw a text come in for you, Joel, about OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Have you stolen that from Woogie?
No, well, in fact, you know what? Okay. Now, Woogie's not there, is he?
No, he's in Bali
and
still.
I can't believe you missed this, Brian, because you're the most onto it person. So they said, hit it, Maddie, or something. You haven't brought up Maddie behind the scenes here. Normally, if there's a newbie, you're like just a bull out of a gate. You're on the attack.
I haven't heard Maddie.
Did you not hear? Maddie, you there, mate?
Matt's the man.
G'day, g'day.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, here he is. He's the man.
Matt, where have you stepped in from?
The street.
We just found him walking past and outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Suddenly.
I'm getting MacGyver vibes here. I'm getting MacGyver vibes. Maddie, where were you working before, my friend?
I was working at a different radio station.
Name them?
It was poached.
Yes, he is.
I would like them to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you can't.
You hold.
Come on, Macca.
What did you just call him?
Macca.
What did you say?
Macca.
No, you what?
MacGyver.
MacGyver?
MacGyver, yeah.
I don't have a mullet, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, no, you can't.
Maddie, so what were you doing there? You were panel operating at the former station?
It's not a former station. It's still a station.
Hang on a second. You didn't tell us about this.
He's not you, Flair.
No,
you didn't tell us about this. You were playing both sides. Are you swinging?
I'd prefer not to comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like to do, Maddie, in your downtime?
Not listen to radio.
Maddie, no. Don't buy into his crap.
No, I'm just, I want to get to know my colleagues.
You're setting him up, Brian. No comment.
Maddie, are you married? You've got a partner? Are you living with someone? Are you living by yourself? Are you living with mates?
My attorneys are telling me not to comment.
Yeah.
Attorneys?
Plead the fifth.
Oh, God. Another American bullshit. It's all right. Go and watch your NBA then.
Oh, Maddie. Will he bail out? Saved by the New South Wales.
Called lawyers. He's not a sweat. Attorneys. Yeah. Now, attorneys, Maddie.
I've got this story that's got me a bit worried. An animal rights group has demanded men who eat meat should be banned from having sex.
What?
Urging women to go on a sex strike to save the world.
Mm.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, Bondi Division, claim devouring steaks and burgers is a symptom of toxic masculinity and it's killing the planet.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
We know that vegan men get more matches on dating apps because compassion is attractive.
Is that right, Fletch?
Absolutely. I'm not on the dating apps.
They call him Tofu Tim over here. <don't they? laughs>
So what is it? So you're refrain from meat.
Yeah. Eating meat, yeah.
Or you're not going to get any when you get home.
Gibbo's a vegan, isn't he? Is Gibbo a vegan?
No,
I love meat.
Well, it says here, artery clogging meat, this is according to Tofu Luva, the CEO, increases the risk of erectile dysfunction. And every meaty meal is throwing us closer to an environmental catastrophe.
False.
Absolutely nothing sexy about it.
Cholesterol makes you toey as the sandal of the Roman variety. it's been proven.
Bondi.
I wouldn't know.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Trans fats. You want fats? Trans fats.
Hey, gentlemen. I had this argument with Brian today.
You've been waking up with one of those.
With a transfer.
Yes, Badge.
Badge is back. Back you go. I want Maddie on the line again. Maddie, what radio station was it?
Maddie.
I told you, I can't say.
Can't you say?
Because they actually don't know he's working here as well. So.
You're
a moonlighter.
So you've just exposed him.
He's not his real name.
Has Maddie got dark hair?
Yes.
Yeah, knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Now, boys,
has he got a gold chain on?
Listen, Matty, if you get in the Fletch vortex, you'll never get out. Yeah. Okay.
You're looking after him, Sats. Good boy. Gentlemen, we had an argument today, right?
Okay, yep.
And I dare say Robbie Williams got paid an absolute stack. And it was outstanding.
1.5, yeah.
And it was outstanding. We all agree with
that. What did Delta get?
I know for a fact that an organisation asked him to come to an after party and sing two songs, 200K.
Didn't happen. Oh. Okay, so here's my thing. So it's good Spondoola, and not only that, he's got this massive audience. They're all going to go to his concert next year as a result, right? Or at least on top of what he would have already got. Do we need to have, and I strongly oppose this, the new song? And to his credit, he played it well. He said, here's the obligatory new song. And after it, he said, righto, let's get back to the hits. But don't you reckon if you're negotiating, rack off the new song?
Never bring the new song. Because no one knows it.
It went flat for he was on fire and he got him back to his credit. But no one gives a rat's about the new song, do they?
He played it well, but.
He did.
He played it down as if to say, you know, you've got to play the new song, but let's get back to the classics.
I went to a concert at the Kingy Pub about 2 years ago, and I won't name the band, but the Screaming Jets played about six songs straight up that no one knew, except for about 10 people in the front. They were new songs.
Yep.
Before they got into it was rotten. And then they were great for the last 20 minutes.
Totally. That's the payoff, bud, isn't it?
Well, no, I don't think it has to be
shouldn't. He's getting paid big. What would he have got?
No, but he's 1.5. See?
1.5? You can't bring a new
song. It's easy that he just says, I'm not coming. I need to sing my new song or I'm not coming.
No, he needed them.
That wouldn't have been him. He wouldn't have given a rat's arse. He's getting 1.5. It'd be his management. Hey, listen. Boys, but the real crux of the issue for Joel was that he thought Delta and Robbie were too familiar. They were in the friend zone. He wanted them in the pork zone.
Oh, no.
So he was watching him. He's going, that's not believable. It's got to be a bit more raunchy. And I'm going, Joel, it's 2 o'clock in the arvo. There's kids watching.
Boys. I have had this song depicted by Robbie Williams and Co. Nebworth, starts with a K, over there in England. Nebworth concert. So YouTube Nebworth Robbie Williams kids, and you tell me it was friends.
But she's not Kylie. She's Delta.
Yeah, but Kylie's not in that one either.
She's
but
the voice.
Trust me, do yourself a favour and go and watch that.
I'm not going to watch
YouTube
that.
Nebworth Robbie Williams.
A sicko.
I'm going to send it to you.
You're a voyeur.
Yeah, I'm a voyeur. what else is happening, boys?
Not much. You got any A grades?
My A grade was that, playing the bloody new song.
My Z grade is Mitch Moses playing, but also seeing his child born on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Have you got through that, Fletch, Joel?
I wouldn't have been allowed.
Were you not to get away with it?
No.
Any of your kids born while you were playing?
I did it. I missed going to Henson Park in Reserve Grade one day to
see big sacrifice.
Oh, wow.
None on the day. What about you guys?
No, purposely off-season.
Yeah. No, my first boy was born 2 days before the 87 GF.
Was
as
two,
I'm told,
yeah.
Sats, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And was that on time badge or was it induced? Or?
No, it wasn't induced. No, he was kind of on time, maybe a few days late or early, but yeah, it was always due about that time.
So you had to rush
up in
from
Brisbane.
Canberra or
Sydney? We just arrived for the
Sydney to Brisbane
for the grand final breakfast on the Thursday night, and then I got a call, you got to go. And
oh,
we got
wow.
To, yeah. In a light plane. They hired the Raiders, Johnny McIntyre.
Any of your teammates, boys, missed games?
No. No.
Yeah, I recall a couple.
My dad didn't see my sister, his daughter, until she was 10 weeks old. He's on a 67 kangaroo
tour. Didn't he say that was a great thing?
Ugliest baby ever born, my sister. And, yeah, so he didn't meet her until she was 10 weeks old.
By then she'd prettied up.
Yeah, she was okay by then.
She was all babies are
okay by then.
All babies born are rank.
Yep.
When they come through that birthing canal.
Not one parent sees it, though.
No, you don't see that. And then squash melon comes out, and you say, "What's doing there?"
Hey, Badge. Yeah. Sorry, Sats. Yep. Badge, just with one of the grand finals, and I've heard this story many times, but you could probably verify it all or put it out. So, Matty Woods, is he from Goulburn or his family's from Goulburn?
No, I think Matty's a Canberra boy.
Yeah, would his parents have been living
maybe,
in Goulburn, perhaps?
Maybe,
So the story goes that he's up there for the grand final, and you know, Graham Hughes would say, Matthew Wood, grand final specialist. So he's up there for the grand final, and the family's gone up to Sydney to watch the grand final. And it had been well publicised in the local paper as to, you know, Matty Woods, blah, blah, going up there. And apparently that his parents' house got knocked off that day because they knew that his family were up at the grand final. Have you heard that, Young?
I might have, but I've forgotten it since.
Yeah.
But
anyway, there you go.
I'm pretty good. He's a Queanbeyan. He's a Queanbeyan junior, Matty Wood. But maybe his parents lived up there.
Yeah. Mm, oh, my sure. A grade's my daughter, Olivia. Turned 24.
So you whacked your sister and now you're going for your daughter.
Yeah.
No one's safe.
She turned 21 yesterday, but we had her 21st on Saturday night.
Mm.
And so I'm laying in bed and I'm watching a bit of TV. I got home about 11:45 from the 21st. She walked in at 12:30 as her 21st. I was expecting daylight.
Yeah. Oh, you say you're disappointed that she didn't
party
harder.
I said to her, you know, you shouldn't. A friend of hers said, I don't want you to be home before 6 a.m. And I concurred. She walked in at 12:30. A grade.
She's
tough.
She's just smart.
Yeah.
Mm. It's not what it used to be going out anymore.
Mm.
I don't reckon. I went out with my daughter a couple of weeks ago. And
is that when you gate crashed them at, was it the Coogee Bay Hotel? Didn't you gate crash your friends one day, her friends?
Yeah, I did, but and the bouncer wouldn't let me in. That's what I mean. But it's not like it used to be. No one dances. No one gets on the dance floor.
What?
Cutting sick? No. They just sit around on their phones and don't talk to each other.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Now, Maddie, I'm going to be listening tonight.
Hey, Maddie, good on you, brother.
You've got you know the salary cap. You've got a button cap. Oprah only gets 5 starts, no more. What? Okay. Mm. Is that a challenge, Matt?
Wow. I'll do my best.
Okay, good on you, Matthew.
What's the name of that joint you were working at before?
You are.
Oh, sounds like we're out of here. Well done, Matt.
What was that?
Oh yes.
He's good.
Great to chat.
Catch up.
See you, boys.
What? Hope you've enjoyed the podcast with Badge and Sats on Sports Day. If you get the chance at any stage to listen to the show live, make sure you tune in each and every night, Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m.
Life's so full on. I've been working on this deck for ages. These steaks don't cook themselves, you know.
Life's good with a Trex deck. Composite decking made from 95% recycled materials that won't rot, stain, or fade. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.